Hi, I'm Mary McPartland. My guest today is Paul Schaefer. He's the leader and keyboard artist with David Letterman's late-night TV show. Paul is a man of many parts. He's a pianist, composer, actor, and sometimes a foil for David Letterman. Paul, welcome to good old-fashioned radio.
Thank you so much, Marian McFarland. What a thrill it is for me to be here.
You know, I've got to ask you something before we play, which we're going to do in about 2 seconds. I just love the intro they give you on Dave's show, the most dangerous band on TV.
The world's most dangerous band. David Letterman named us that himself, and I thought it was apt.
I want to know if it's the band members or if it's the music.
The individual band members are pretty dangerous guys in their own right, each of them.
Well, you guys have so many fine musicians on as guests. I mean, I really like that about the show, that it's not only show business type guests, but you have people like David Sanborn. And
hasn't it been nice? David Sanborn plays with us about once a week when he's in town, and it's a thrill every time. And yeah, we've had a lot of, it's kind of become almost a sitting in kind of thing. The first guy to do it was the saxophone player from Supertramp, the rock band. I think his name was John Helliwell. And he said, well, I'd like to sit in with the band. And we thought, well, what a novel idea. And it turned out fabulous. And then everybody started sitting in. And then when Eric Clapton, the famous English blues guitarist, sat in, then it opened it up, and everybody wanted to come and play. We have had Freddie Hubbard.
Yeah, I know
play.
You have. I We've watched the Chick. Show a lot.
We had McCoy Tyner. Talk about a dream. That was really something, McCoy Tyner playing in my band, and we did favorite things and stuff.
Well, let's you and I do a duet, since you're over here sitting in with me on Piano
I sure
Jazz.
Am. I've come to sit in with you, Marian McPartland, on your show.
All right, let's do something all musicians love to play, including your band, I'm sure, tuned by Jerome Kern, All the Things You Are. Let's count it off.
Go ahead.
Nice middle-of-the-road tempo, like 1, 2...
Thank you.
that wasn't too bad, was it?
That was lovely.
That felt real good to me. You play a wonderful bass line. You know, that's something that not everybody knows how to do.
These days, of course, the keyboard players are taking over in all realms, including bass.
Well, because with what you have to do on the show, I'm sure you have to do loads of accompanying apart from anything else. It's obvious that you do from the chord, the voicings and the chord changes and everything that you use.
Yeah, of course we deal mostly with rhythm and blues music and pop tunes and stuff like that on our show. And we've kind of learned to, we're the first, come to think of it, I think we are the first show in history where major rock and roll acts will come on and request to play with the house band because they know that we do have a feel for that kind of music, and we've learned to take the records home and study them, come back and reproduce that feel for these different artists.
Well, what's the first kind of group that you ever listened to as a kid, Paul?
Well, my early remembrances of radio was just at the time when Patti Page was starting to go out and rock and roll music was starting to come in on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard my first rock tune, it turned me right around, and I put the piano music back in the folder, and I don't think I really ever took it out again. I started learning to play these tunes by ear. And it was easy for me because most of the tunes at that time only had three chords, you know. It was just C, F, and G for all the Elvis tunes and everything like that. You know, hard hearted woman, a loved headed man. So that was, you know, then a little later on, a couple of months later, I heard that my first A minor chord in a song. And I heard, you know, Gene McDaniels was the name of the composer. He added that A minor. And then I was gone. I was gone into a world of R&B. And that's really, you know, the place that I always wanted to live. Come to New York and manage to live within those chords. And Gene would sing. He would sing, he took 100 pounds of clay. And then he said, hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today. 'Cause I know what's missing. Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and lots of loving. For a man with a C and an A minor, you know, and an F and a G. And that's, you know, I realized the other day when I added a song called Louie Louie to the repertoire of my band in the Letterman Show that I'm really still playing the same music, the same repertoire as I was 25 years ago when I first started listening to the radio. You know?
Louie Louie, isn't that a real old tune?
Damn proud of it. Do we? Louie Louie, circa,
how does it go?
Circa 1960, I think. Singing Louie Louie on the Marion McPartland.
Listen,
piano
we do all
jazz
kinds
show
of things here. We just don't stick to
shake things up.
We don't
a little
stick
bit
to one yeah thing, Paul. You know, we just deal with all kinds of things.
I knew I was in the right place.
Well, then, when you were in high school, did you start a little band?
Yes, I had a little band. I got a little portable organ. I found it marvelous that if you held your finger down on the thing, the note would keep playing. And I also learned how to stand up and play the keyboard standing up, because it was de rigueur at the time. You really had to stand behind your keyboard instrument.
You and Maurice Rocco, maybe you never heard of him.
No.
Oh, he was a stand-up jazz player from years ago, but that's what a lot of performers do, don't they?
First gig I played, I was 16 years old, Thunder Bay, Ontario, standing up behind the organ and operating the volume pedal with one foot. 4 hours nonstop music. Came off the stand at the end of the night, couldn't walk. Stood on one foot for 4 hours, no blood in the other foot, no circulation.
That's what you get for standing up at
yes
the piano.
But I can't, I pretty much have to stand all the time now. I've gotten used to it. I've gotten used to, my whole body kind of moves behind the piano now when I play dance music, you know.
Oh, I know. I get a kick out of watching you people with the cymbal up high on the ceiling. And
well, the drummer learned how to put his cymbal up high so that the camera would be able to shoot his face and not be blocked by the cymbal. That's the whole
Well, but along with all these other tunes, you do some Oh, like I guess what we laughingly called standard tunes, because you picked a really pretty one that you and I could play, like Emily.
Great, and let's hit it.
Johnny Mandel wrote this one, and Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics.
What key are we going to do this in?
We're going to do it in C. How's okay. that?
Crazy, my favorite key.
By the way, people like to know, Paul Schaefer, that this show is in stereo. Your piano is on the right, and mine's on the left, so... they can stop tuning, get us in.
I wish you hadn't have told. I wish you hadn't have revealed that. I could have gotten away with it. Murder.
You don't have to think about it. It's not happening here.
I'm coming out of the right speaker, and you're coming out of the left speaker.
That's it.
Here
That's
we go.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. Oh, that's really nice. It's a little change from rock and roll, isn't it?
It is. It's a major change.
I thought maybe we could combine on the next tune and do a Stevie Wonder tune, maybe your version of Isn't She Lovely?
That would be nice. Maybe that's a tune that might fall sort of halfway in between.
Yeah, so we're going to compromise a little bit. All right, you set the tempo. That's fun.
That was fun. Lovely.
I'm just watching you, and you just started really getting into it. I know what I wanted to ask you. Do you ever go out for a gig with your band? Do you ever take your band on the road?
I'm just starting to have a few rehearsals with the band and put together a little act. we're going to start playing, because the interest is there. I think I've been getting some calls. Can the band come and play?
Yeah, I was just thinking it'd be like sort of the rock version of Peter Duchin. You know, I could just see you now playing and everybody being flown down to Dallas, Texas to play for some wealthy people.
That sounds lovely.
Then you'd be set up in the tent playing like crazy.
That sounds very lovely. I think we're gonna sing a little bit in our act, though, and we're going to do a little choreography. And I see us as sort of the modern-day version of Louis Prima.
Well, that's a pretty good person to go by. That should be terrific.
Yeah, contemporary tunes, rock tunes and stuff, but with a slick kind of a, you know, thing to it, a happening hip thing to it, as if we were like the hippest lounge group you've ever seen.
Louis Prima was a terrific performer in his day. He was wonderful. Well, now another thing, do you have any records out, or are you going to have?
I am working on one even as we speak. As a matter of fact, when I leave this studio, I'm going over to do a little work on my own record. For Capitol, tentatively titled Coast to Coast. And the idea of this record is a kind of a coast-to-coast party groove thing where I go and visit the different cities where rock and roll originated in the U.S. and do songs sort of in those styles. For instance, I go to Detroit and do a Motown song. And I go to Chicago and do a blues influence thing. And
oh, my God, the Chicago blues people were so wonderful.
Fabulous, and really, you know, the basis for all of this rock and roll stuff that
sure,
came out of
it. Sure, some of the great blues singers came from Chicago. Well, if you were going to pick a Chicago blues tune, what kind of a thing would you pick? If you got an idea or something you could play?
Well, I'm not going to, for my record, I'm not going to go totally down the middle authentic. I do have the great blues guitarist Buddy Guy
who's
going to play with me. But I have Eric Burdon from the Animals, an English guy. Who
sure.
was, in his own way, very much influenced by the blues and did an awful lot for, you know, the English kids discovered this blues before the Americans kids did and then brought it back over with the Beatles and the Stones and stuff and the Animals.
Well, what could you play from that blues groove? I mean, a little example? You could give us a little taste of what's going to be on the record?
This is a tune that Eric Burdon hipped me to recently.
What's this called? This.
It's called Room with a View.
Oh.
Okay, so this is a tune that Eric Burdon showed me, and he may end up singing on my record. It goes, I got a room with a view. I got a room. I got a room with a view. Got no money in my pocket, but a room with a view of the blue. Go on like that.
Well, that's a real low down funky blues if I ever heard
one. That's the kind of thing I hope to do in this live club date that I'm going to do in Chicago and record for my record. And then I go to Memphis and I do a kind of a tribute to soul music, a little original tune that I got called What is Soul, in which I ask the musical question and it's answered by such greats as Benny King and Wilson Pickett. I got all these people.
Well, Wilson Pickett. But now, wait, you've got to tell me something. Before you started with Dave's show, weren't you running the band for Saturday Night Live?
I was not the band leader, but I was the... I started as the pianist on that show in 1975.
You've been involved with all this craziness all these years.
I certainly have, yeah.
Should be very used to it by now.
Well, my first professional show business job, really, outside from of lounge work and bar mitzvah circuit and stuff like that, was as musical director of the show Godspell, off-Broadway show, Toronto Company.
Mm-hmm.
I was still working in Toronto at that time, and I was hired to put together the band and be...
There were some great tunes from that show.
Yeah, some cute tunes, yes. And our cast... in Toronto included a lot of kids who not only have remained my best friends, but have become big show business stars here in the States now. Names that you may know, like Martin Short.
Sure.
And Andrea Martin, Danny Aykroyd, Gilda Radner,
all these people. Danny Aykroyd and Gilda Radner, of course.
These people were around this show, Godspell, in Toronto, and I've remained friendly with them all and continued working with them through Saturday Night Live in the early 70s, late 70s. And
you know, I wrote down a tune. We were talking about Stevie Wonder tunes. I'd love to do one for you. Oh,
could I sit here and watch and listen to you play? That would be great.
All right, this is going to be All in Love is Fair.
Terrific.
Do you play that one?
Beautiful. I like to listen to it.
All right, here goes.
Hit it, babe.
I love that tune. Beautiful. That's one of my favorite, all-time favorite Stevie Wonder tunes. Well, before we go any further, Paul, I'm going to tell the people what's going on here. I'm Marion McPartland. My guest is Paul Schaefer. This is Piano Jazz. What will you and I do? What kind of a tune can we do?
Well, I'd like to do something a little funky. I know you are a funky sort of chick.
I am.
I've heard.
I am. I have news for you. That's absolutely true, in the good sense, of course.
Of course, and only. Herbie Hancock wrote a tune that became an R&B standard, Watermelon Man. I know you know it.
You know this tune. has plagued me for so many years. I know Herbie will understand, because when he was here, we talked about how that thing was a big number at club dates. You talk about playing bar mitzvahs. Yeah. I played them. I played weddings and bar mitzvahs and club dates and all those things. And we had to play Watermelon Man about 10 times a day.
Oh, well.
But he made...
Has it been long enough? Do you think we can it again?
We can, because he made such a hip arrangement of it recently. And I think we can start afresh, you know, with a whole new concept of Watermelon Man.
You got it.
What do you say?
You got
and
it.
And you're on the right, Paul, with your piano, and I, Marion McPhee, am over here on the left.
All right.
And the twain shall meet.
Well, I'm going to start with the original vamp from the Mongo Santa Maria version, to which I have remained faithful. And it went something like this, I think.
Thank you.
That's funky.
I would say that's pretty funky.
Yeah, kind of a funk jazz fusion.
Actually, I love that tune. All his things. You know, while we're playing, I had this idea that's going through my head, and I'm thinking to myself, why don't I do a musical portrait of Paul Schaefer?
My goodness, would you do that? May I pose for you?
You may pose, and I hope you'll be pleased with what comes out.
That would be, what an honor. Marion McPartland. That was beautiful, and what a complimentary portrait, too. You saw, I think you saw a man who had the blues. He was kind of blue.
Right. A lot of spirit and excitement.
Thank you so much.
Life.
I could see that in your portrait. But he was troubled. There was trouble. The man was troubled. He was searching. He was searching for himself. Is that what you were seeing in me?
I don't know. I see that in myself, so I think that goes for everybody, like you, not troubled, but searching within
Certainly
oneself.
Searching, yes.
But, well, it's time we tell everybody what's happening here. I'm Marion McPartland. My guest is Paul Schaefer. This is Piano Jazz on National Public Radio. Written two or three songs, I know, or maybe not two or three, maybe thousands, but one sticks out, and that's something called Bermuda.
Well, I had a lot of success with this tune. It's something that means a lot to me. I wrote it during a particularly trying time of my life, and if the sound engineer could put a little echo on my vocal mic for this. I think it might add to the atmosphere. This is just a little thing I wrote called Bermuda. Let me see if I can get into the right frame of mind.
Okay.
Here it is. Yeah, Bermuda. It is a cuckoo kind of place. It's a nutty, nutty, crazy, cuckoo, nutty, groovy, kind of wacky, kind of nutty place. Bermuda. Thank you. I don't know. I was inspired to write a thing. I don't know. Thank you very
that
much.
That is kind of kooky, wacky.
Thank you so much. I don't know.
It's crazy.
It meant something to me. I don't know whether it comes across or anything, but...
All right. You know, Paul, we could do another duet. You got any suggestions, something we could do?
I thought perhaps we could do a little My Favorite Things, a la John Coltrane.
Gosh,
of course, it's so significant in
I love
history.
That tune, and of course you probably have John Coltrane's record of it, don't you?
Sure, of course.
Well, here we go. You're on the right, and I'm on the left, and let's
okay.
do Favorite Things.
Okay, let me start the vamping. Thank you.
bass, a little McCoy Tyner influence in there too. Yeah,
very little.
No, I love that tune though. That was such a good song to improvise on. But it's got so many parts to it. That was nice though. It's almost all over now, Paul, and it's such a kick having you come. I really appreciate the fact that you did so many fine things. You know, you were so modest and...
Well, you made it very comfortable for me.
I'm just knocked out. It's really been a great afternoon.
Thank you
afternoon.
So much. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, we're going to do one more to wind up with. How about sort of a combination of all the things you used to listen to, the early rock and Chicago blues. There's some straight ahead.
Jam all of it into one.
Yeah, jam
finale
all of it.
Finale tune.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Let's hit a little thing there.
All right. Thank you.
the blues.
It was really a ball. Paul, thank you very much. Would you do it again?
I would be thrilled. Now that I've survived this trial by fire, I'd be thrilled to come back anytime.
To come back and do another one sometime
soon. I had the time of my life, as they say. Thank you for having me, Marion.
This has been Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest Paul Schaefer, a program which was recorded in 1988. Piano Jazz is a production of ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Andrew Milano, mastering engineer Bill Sexton, executive producer William D. Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from NPR and NPR member stations. Support for this episode's original production was provided by Exxon Corporation. The digital archiving of Piano Jazz was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the Lemelson Foundation, committed to improving lives through invention in the U.S. and developing countries, on the web at lemelson.org, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.